We're doing Berachot, we're up to Yudalit Amud Aleph, the second line. Tanya Nami Hachi. Now we have a Braisa that goes along these lines in explaining the Machlokes. When one replies, if one is greeted in the middle of Shema, and the Braisa says, like we explained earlier, Hakoreit Shema, Upagabo Rabo Ogadole Menu. Someone was reading Shema, and his Rebbe, or someone who was bigger than him, bumped into him, Baprakim, in the joints in between the chapters, Shoel Mipnei Kavod. He greets someone who he has to honor, Ventzich Lomar Shu Meshiv, and it's superfluous to say that he replies to someone like that who already greeted him. Uveemtza, and if he's in the middle of the chapter, then Shoel Mipnei Yiraha, he would only greet someone who he has to fear, Ventzich Lomar Shu Meshiv, and it's superfluous to say that he'd reply to someone like that. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beemtza Shoel Mipnei Yiraha Umashiv Mipnei Hakavod. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the middle of a chapter, you greet someone who you fear. But if someone who you respect greeted you, so you reply to him, even though you don't fear him, you only respect him, still you would reply to him. Uvapakim, and in the joints in between the chapters, Shoel Mipnei Hakavod, you greet someone you have to honor. Umeshiv, and you reply, if you were greeted, you reply with peace, Shalom Lechol Adam. To anyone who actually greeted you, you owe to them to reply to them. And today we say that most people, if they see you in the middle of Shema, they understand that you can't reply. People don't get offended by that. If it's someone who would get offended by that, so again, we apply what we learn. That's what I said. Someone who might get offended, so then you apply it the way we learn. Ba'minei achi tanet be'erav ichiya. There was a man named Achi, and he learned in the academy of Rabbi Chiya, and he asked me Rabbi Chiya. He asked Rabbi Chiya the following question. When it comes to Halal and the reading of the Megillah, what's the halacha pertaining to pausing in the middle to answer a greeting or to greet someone? Do we say that the logic goes as follows? We have a fortiori. If for Shema, which is biblical, you would pause to greet or to respond to a greeting, then Halel Rabbanan Mibai, isn't it certain that Halel, that's only a rabbinic institution, is it necessary to say that you reply or that you greet someone? Or Dilmar, maybe the logic goes differently. Pirsume Nisa Adif, Halel has an element of Pirsume Nisa, of making the miracles of Hashem known, and that has a greater weight that you shouldn't pause in the middle to greet someone. Amalei posek ven bekach klum. So he answered him, you do pause in the middle to greet someone in accordance to the logic we said, and it's not a problem. So far, so good.
You say that Halal is a rabbinical
institution. I was hoping you'd catch that. Very good. Excellent. So now you apply the Ramban we learned on Sefer HaMitzvot and the Baal Lach Skadolos. Excellent. That's what I want you to see. Amar Rabba. Yamim Sheyachid Gomer Ben Ta'alel Ben Perek LePerek Posek. Rabba said like this. He said that there are days when even an individual finishes Halal, meaning there are 21 days in the year. It says in the Tosefta, the Gemara in Erechim quotes it, 21 days in the year that Halal is a rabbinic institution. And we call those days that even an individual would conclude Halal. Today, we go with the Babylonian custom, where we have many more days in which we say Halal, but we say an incomplete Halal because it is only a custom. It's not really a rabbinic institution. The Talmud tells us that Rav came to Bavel, he saw in Rosh Chodesh, they're saying Halal, he said, what's going on here? And then he saw, they're skipping around, okay, then it must be a custom. This isn't the rabbinic institution, because the rabbinic institution is on 21 days. We have on Hanukkah, we have on Sukkot. We have 21 days when we say a complete Halel, and those are the days we say a complete Halel. We don't skip. The days that we skip, that's because it's not a rabbinic institution, but rather a minhag. So Tosus automatically over here and in other places, Tosus says, wait a second. If the custom is like the Sfardim do, that they don't make a bracha altogether on the Halel on those days, why didn't Rav notice right away they weren't making a bracha on the Halel? So that's why Tosas says our Ashkenazi custom, that on the days that you don't read a whole Halel, you say the Kros Halel. And then on the days that you do finish Halel, so then you say, like the Sephardim do, Ligmoris Halel. We don't do that. We always say Likros Halel. Because that's also valid. But Tosa says that nuance of a word, Likrot Halel, Ligmot Halel, he missed. That Rav didn't notice when they were...
But it doesn't suggest the fact that the possibility that they said the same bracha for each or both?
Maybe it does. I don't remember. I don't remember. You have Tosas right here. Okay, onward. Tosas over here, very important. Tosas discusses whether you make a blessing on a minhag or not. Do you make a blessing on that halal? Do you make a blessing on other minhagim? You want to learn this, Tosas?
Yeah.
But not now. Okay.
Well, if we could.
You run the show, whatever you say. Okay, so Tosas. Let's just maybe finish the Gemara and tomorrow we'll do it, Tosas. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Yamim Shayachid Gumer Ben Talel. On the days that an individual finishes the Hallel, meaning on those days that you read a whole Hallel, Ben Perik Le Perik Posek, in between chapters you would pause. Ben Zaperik No Posek, but in the middle of the chapter you do not pause. Yamim She'en Ayachid Gumer Ben Talel, and days that the individual does not conclude Hallel, meaning like Rosh Chodesh, the other days of saying Hallel, afilu be'emtza perik posek, even in the middle of a chapter, you would pause to greet someone. Eini, the Gemara says, is that so? V'arav bar sheva ikla legabed Ravina, but Rav bar sheva showed up in front of Ravina, v'yamim shena echid gomer ta'ale lava, and it was one of those days, like Rosh Chodesh, where the individual does not complete the Hallel, meaning it's a day that it's a minig to say Hallel, you say half a Hallel. Velo pasikle, and Ravina didn't stop his Hallel to greet him. In walks Rav Bar Sheva. Oh, he just showed up to Beis Medrash, and Ravina doesn't say a word. He continues his reading of the Hallel. So you see that even though it was one of those days where the Hallel is less stringent, he did not pause in order to greet him. And says the Gemara, Shani Rav Bar Sheva, delo chashiv aleid Ravina. Rav Bar Sheva wasn't so important to Ravina. Ravina didn't hold him in such high regard that he felt he's supposed to stop his Hallel in order to greet him. It's got to be someone of a certain level of importance. So for Rav Bar Sheva, he didn't stop, but that doesn't contradict the halacha that we said, that on days where the halal is only a minhag, there we would be more lenient in pausing even in the middle of a chapter to greet someone that walks in, provided that someone respectable enough that we should pause to greet them.